Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump resumes today in New York City. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports a former publisher of a tabloid newspaper is expected to return to the witness stand for a third day.
David Pecker's sometimes lurid testimony has directly implicated Trump in making hush money payments in the waning days of the 2016 campaign to silence women who said they'd had affairs with Trump. Covering up those payments underlies the 34 counts of falsifying business records at issue in the trial. The defense is eliciting testimony that the National Enquirer frequently bought stories in order to kill them. It's unclear who the next witness will be. Prosecutors aren't saying to prevent Trump from disparaging them. The DA's office has asked the judge to hold Trump in criminal contempt for violating his gag order and to pay $10,000 for each of 10 infractions, including one about David Pecker as recently as Thursday morning. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
The U.S. Supreme Court will soon decide whether former President Donald Trump is immune from prosecution in a case charging him with trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. During arguments on Thursday, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson offered a theory on how immunity might work.
If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
Justice Brett Kavanaugh argued the federal statute being used to prosecute Trump could be expanded and even weaponized.
The problem is the vague stat, you know, obstruction and 371 conspiracy to defraud the United States can be used against a lot of presidential activities historically.
The court's decision is expected in late June or early July. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony following protests against Israel's war in Gaza. Reporter Steve Futterman reports.
One day after this, protests that led to 90 arrests, the university says its main graduation ceremony will not take place. USC officials say safety is the reason. Smaller ceremonies that are put on by individual departments will still go on as planned. The campus remains closed except to those authorized to enter. All remnants of Wednesday's protests are gone. Meanwhile, at Los Angeles's other major university, UCLA, many of the same protesters who were at SC have moved across town and set up a similar tent encampment. UCLA officials say their main concern is that things remain peaceful, and so far they have. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
This is NPR News in Washington. Lawmakers in Tennessee have passed legislation that would make it illegal to help a minor receive gender-affirming care without parental consent. The legislation would make it a crime for people to direct minors to websites on where to find care or help them travel to a different state with fewer restrictions. Governor Bill Lee is expected to sign the measure into law. Federal wildlife officials have finalized a plan to reestablish grizzly bears in the northern Cascade Mountains of Washington State. Aaron Bolton from Montana Public Radio reports.
The plan would relocate grizzlies from established populations in the Glacier and Yellowstone National Park regions, as well as from British Columbia. The National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will transfer 3 to 7 bears each year until there is an initial population of 25 grizzly bears in the Cascades. The goal is for that population to grow up to 200 bears in 60 to 100 years. The last grizzly sighting in the Northern Cascades was in 1996. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton in Columbia Falls, Montana.
The FCC has restored rules to prevent broadband internet providers from favoring some websites and apps over others. The ruling prevents them from slowing or blocking certain content or offering higher speeds to customers willing to pay extra. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.